That report from NPR's Larry Abramson, who's here with us now in the studio. Larry, let's place these proposals from the president in context. You mentioned that the administration wants new powers, but officials started this campaign because parts of the original Patriot Act are set to expire in 2005.
That's right. When Congress passed this act, they addressed some of the civil liberties concerns and maybe some of their own ill feeling about passing something like this in such a rush by building in what are called sunset provisions. They are key. Some of the most controversial portions of the law that have to do with surveillance and wiretaps will expire in 2005. And so there's been a big push to get some of these measures made permanent. Members of Congress have made a lot of noise at various points during the year saying, okay, we're just going to push this through. We're going to make these other measures permanent. And then at one point, that effort was dropped, but it was used as a trade-off. Congress also passed a measure that said, all right, we won't make this permanent, but we will add a new measure that makes it easier to prosecute lone terrorists. So the administration has been playing politics with this, as they probably should, and the prospect of a sunset of some of these provisions has been used as kind of a stick. At the same time, the administration is worried about Republicans and Democrats who want to rescind parts of the Patriot Act or let the sunset continue. So they've really mounted an aggressive effort to try to make sure that they stay out in front.
Attorney General John Ashcroft has been traveling around the country pushing to extend the Patriot Act. What changes now that the president is backing this effort himself?
Well, that's right. This is kind of unusual. The Attorney General of the United States around basically patting people on the back, saying you did a great job passing this law. I remember we were called over to the Justice Department one day, sort of unannounced, so they could tell us what a great law this was and how wonderful it was. Just their idea. This was an unannounced news conference. But he has also been fighting a strong negative press. There was an internal report by the Justice Department showing pretty serious abuses of detainees after the 9/11 attack. So the Attorney General has been out there saying, you know, we're not doing these terrible things that you hear about, and we are doing a lot of good things to fight terrorism. But Attorney General Ashcroft is a very polarizing figure. When he says something, a lot of people, particularly liberals, don't listen. They hear him as somebody who's out to make trouble. The president, of course, is not seen as being that polarizing. So when he lends his support to this effort, I think that it carries a lot more weight with average Americans.
There are polls that show Americans favor more aggressive measures to fight terror, but Congress is very divided about this, and it's not along party lines.
No, that's right. For example, a liberal like New York's Charles Schumer has been in favor of the Patriot Act, partly because the attacks happened in his district. So it's very complicated, and I think that Congresses may stay away from this issue because they're so divided about these measures.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.